This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. At least two people are dead as police in Northwest Idaho deal with an active shooter at Canfield Mountain. Law enforcement said they have discovered a deceased male with a firearm nearby. Here's Courtney County Sheriff Robert Norris.
We now have two deaths. We have an unknown amount of casualties. We still have civilians that are coming off of that mountain.
Helicopters are up over the area with heat-seeking technology. The situation is made more difficult since firefighters are also there battling a wildfire, something cops say they had to stop doing due to the active shooter. KREM-TV reporter Regan Gallo is in Coeur d'Alene with more.
Where I am at, where our crew is at, we cannot see any active flames. However, when I was driving from I-90, you could definitely see that smoke in the sky. You know, until the suspect or suspects are found and located, they're not able to go in and do what they need to do to mitigate that fire.
By the end of the week, Senate Republicans are aiming to pass a budget bill to meet the Trump administration's fiscal priorities. CBS News congressional correspondent Nicole Killian.
New estimates from the Congressional Budget Office estimate that the Senate bill could add more than $3 trillion to the national debt over the next decade and leave up to 12 million people uninsured.
As Iran recovers from a recent 12-day war with Israel, CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab spoke with a CBS producer about the situation there.
Saeed Rahim Bathai has long been CBS News' eyes and ears in Iran.
After 12 days of devastating war with Israel, we've seen a certain level of national unity we haven't before. What do you account for that?
They say we are the nation. We have a national identity. Don't smash, don't try even to smash, or don't insult our pride.
An explosion and fire caused at least three row homes in a Philadelphia neighborhood to collapse Sunday morning, leaving at least one person dead and two others injured. Assistant Fire Chief Charles Walker.
The search dog actually had an alert for an area within the collapse. After pulling through some of the rubble, we were able to find that we actually did have another victim that was in the collapse.
More than a million people gathered on Sunday for America's largest Pride March as the LGBTQ community is increasingly concerned about the pushback against their community and especially transgender people. But this parade goer says there's strength in numbers.
I feel like we are in some sort of shadow right now, especially because of all the legal setbacks right now in court as well. And by a community, we are showing that we will not disappear.
This is CBS News.
A word from Progressive Insurance. Life can be hard, so Progressive can make bundling your home and auto easy. Hope that helps. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
What's the one sale you can't miss? It's the Macy's One Day Sale. Come into Macy's and find the best prices of the month on thousands of incredible summer deals. From Levi's shorts for just $29.99 to Guy's fresh Alfani sneakers for the same price. From microfiber sheet sets $9.99 to $19.99 to over half off a 2-carat total weight diamond bridal set ring. Half off. It's a day unlike any other day. The Macy's One Day Sale. Today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
A teen whose parents couldn't afford to finish elementary school in Somalia? That teen is becoming a surgeon.
Sabrine Khalif this month was simultaneously awarded an associate's degree from Anoka Ramsey Community College and a diploma from Irondale High School, both near Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. She says her parents raised her and her siblings to treasure education.
All of the aspirations my parents wanted, it's now set on me not only to fulfill it, but also to show them that all of their sacrifices, everything that they gave up on, they're able to say, hey, it was actually worth it.
Sabrine Khalif will enter the University of Minnesota Twin Cities as a junior. She'll study for a Bachelor's of Human Physiology and a Bachelor's of Public Health in preparation for med school. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Apple has its first box office hit. F1 the movie debuted with 55.6 million domestic and 144 million globally over the weekend. This is Apple's biggest opening yet. Cooper Lawrence.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy with a chance of storms tonight. Lows around 68. Showers and storms possible on your Monday, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 77. Clearing out Monday night, a low in the mid-60s. Sunshine and 83 Tuesday, 86 for Wednesday. It's 73 at our studios.
Work it out and get it straight. I'll say goodnight. Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Be short or long, with you. I really think that we could make it, baby.
It's a pleasure.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Environmental groups say the Midwest grid operator, MISO, is pushing an emergency energy plan that discriminates against wind and solar, the two cheapest ways to produce energy in our state. The plan favors fast-tracking construction of gas-burning power plants at the expense of clean energy projects. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission rejected a similar plan from MISO last month, but environmental groups say this one is even worse, with few guardrails to ensure fossil fuel projects are actually needed. Once again, Wisconsin had the biggest wild turkey season in North America. More than 50,000 wild turkeys were harvested in our state this spring. The Department of Natural Resources reintroduced the birds into our ecosystem in 1976 and has been managing the hunt ever since. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Walking on down the line. Yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Oh, baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. Yeah. My baby does a hanky panky.
My baby does a hanky panky.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack.
Love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or mean a great deal to me, but hey, it feels so groovy to say. I dig the mama and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got
a good thing going when the words don't get in the way.
And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the wall.
Yeah.
In the gym.
could really get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if
worst of all.
Julie, do you
had so much fun together. I was sure that you were mine. But leaving you, baby, is driving me crazy. It's got me wondering all the time.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home.
Register today at lovelost.com.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Yeah. find myself some way.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence, official